Not in laurel, oh yes.
Yeah. Bigger ones with longer segments of stem. These grow further up in the mountains.
That's not in laurel in the, oh heck. Been up in there and seen them and all, but I can't think what they are.
Rhododendron.
Rhododendron. That's a hard name to be.
I was looking to see if I saw one.
There's none of them around here.
No, I was thinking about the next one. Oh. It's a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers that you think of in the south.
What is it, dogwood?
Mm-mm.
Big white
It's
flower.
Bigger than that. Big tree, beautiful tree, with big white flowers and
oh, magnolia. I got a big one back in my backyard. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
Magnolia. Yeah, there's several across the street up here, yeah. And I've got a big one back here.
I want to plant one.
I planted it just about this big one. I put it in the ground.
They grow very fast.
Yeah, they grow pretty fast.
That's good. Isn't there some kind of maple that grows reasonably
fast? Yeah, I have a maple in the back that's growing pretty fast.
What kind is it?
It's a white, silver maple. Silver maple, yeah. Have a sweet gum back there, it's growing too.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We have a
Pussywilla, that's all I got in the bag.
We have a reasonably new house and I want to plant some trees or put out some trees, but I don't want to take 30 years to see them.
Well, now these, this silver maple that I've had back there, it's been up about 4 or 5 years. It's as tall as this room now, you see. And when you go out to get your car, you can see it right down there beside the garage. And that magnolia, I planted it about 10 years ago, and it's, I guess it's 30 feet high.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I love them. They're beautiful. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask. She's married.
Ask my husband.
And if a man, if he didn't want to make up his own mind, would say, I must ask.
A wife.
Yeah. A woman who's lost her husband is called?
A widow.
The man whose son you are is called your?
Father.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your father?
What did I call? Well, I called him Papa most of the time. That's when he grew up back then. We called him Papa. And then I guess that's what I've called him all the time, Papa. And my grandchildren called him Papa. Because I did.
You?
Huh?
What do they call you?
They call me Papa. My grandchildren call me Papa.
Yeah.
But my children, I mean, called him Papa.
Yeah.
And now my grandchildren call me Papa and her Mama.
Yeah.
Papa and Mama, because her mother, we always called her Mama Manning, you see, and all. And the children called her Mama Manning. And now then, my grandchildren calls us Papa and Mama.
Yeah. So, they call her Mama. What do they call their mothers?
They call their mothers Mommy and Mother.
Yeah.
Mommy, I think some of them call them Mommy.
Yeah. If the man whose son you are is your father, the woman whose son you are is...
Your mother.
Okay. What did you call her?
Me? I called her Mama.
Yeah.
Mama and Papa.
Your mother and father together were called your...
Parents.
Your father's father is your...
Grandfather.
Okay. And...
Grandmother. Mm-hmm. That's the one you won't make.
Yeah. You're outguessing me. You're succeeding. Your sons and daughters are called your...
Children.
Okay. A name that a child's known by just in his own family, what would that be called?
Son or daughter.
Yeah, but if you called them by name other than their given name, but it was just a family kind of name,
like a nickname or something like that, well, it'd be a nickname,
something that on wheels that you can put the baby in and it can lie down.
Carriage or a stroller. See, you've got a papoose cage in yours.
Yeah.
Seat, I mean.